About 160 workers, two-thirds of them Vermonters, will lose their jobs when Plusan Carbon Composites leaves the state. The company makes carbon composite parts for high-priced sports cars. It announced in February that it was moving to Michigan to be closer to the automotive industry. Wendy Morse, the regional manager for the Vermont Department of Labor, says her agency responded quickly to the news.
We've been going on-site and providing individual services, providing information about all of the different services that the local resource center, you know, will be offering them for services to help them transition.
On this day, the department is offering classes on job search planning, interviewing, and opportunities for retraining. There's even a class on how to prepare for job fairs. There's one planned here on May 8th. Aaron Wilkin runs a router at Plusan. He's here for a workshop on resume writing. Wilkin, a 13-year military veteran, is optimistic about his job prospects.
With enough research and enough legwork, there are jobs out there for everybody. I mean, you might have to travel a little more than you usually do. I mean, an hour drive to Rutland or 45-minute drive to Albany.
30-year-old Adam Rose is also confident he'll find work elsewhere, and he says he's pleased with the way Plusan is handling the coming shutdown.
They're providing benefits. They're providing up to $5,000 incentive if we meet all our quotas. And I mean, I've just barely technically worked there since January, technically. I was a temp before that. But I'm still going to get 6 weeks of severance.
Michael Harrington is Bennington's economic development director. He says local industries often hire temporary workers to meet big contracts, then lay them off when the contract ends. Harrington says that makes it tough for people seeking long-term employment. Harrington says the town is working to match the needs of local employers with the skills of the 100 or so workers about to lose their jobs.
And that's a big number for our community to absorb. And I think we'll either see them fall into other roles here. You may see some of them decide to start their own business. But I think there'll also be those that will have a tough time.
Back at the Career Center, 60-year-old Adam Crawford worries that his age will be a big problem. Crawford says Plusan offered to move him to Michigan.
I really don't want to. All my family's here. And, you know, I grew up here. Don't want to move. So, hence these were little workshops, and in May they have that work fair. I plan on attending that.
Crawford worked 22 years at Bennington's Johnson Controls before that company closed in 1993. Since then, he's worked for three other companies, including Plusan. They've all shut down. Whatever he does next, he says, it won't be manufacturing. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.